Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. And I'm back. It's the old wizard, William Cooper. We're going into, I've forgotten how many we've done. So I don't know what the number of this one is. I'm going to have to look it up so that Monday night I can tell you. Of the Asset Protection Series. And boy, has this series stirred up a hornet's nest in the halls of government. They don't like this at all. They don't like me teaching you a way to protect your assets. They want it all. They really do. They're socialists. They've got to get rid of the middle class. And the income tax, according to Karl Marx, was set up as one way to do that. And, oh, they just hate me. I know they do. And the signs are everywhere. They're beginning a campaign to get people not to pay any attention. And if you watch the news, watch your newspaper, you'll see all the little things that they're going to do to try to combat what I'm teaching you. But remember, folks, I'm not teaching you anything that's wrong. I'm teaching you to obey the law. And since you want to play the game with the IRS, to go by their own regulations so that you can't possibly get in trouble. And that's what they hate most of all. See, they depend upon you remaining ignorant, stupid sheeple. That's what they want you to be. See, most people never bother to check anything. They don't know anything about the law or the regulations. And if they would just look, they wouldn't need me. I mean, you wouldn't need me to teach you all of this stuff, because that's how I found out. Just by studying the law. And it didn't take a whole long time either. Folks, you've got to act today in order to protect your assets for tomorrow. Because if you wait for tomorrow, they're not protected, are they? No, not at all. And, you know, those of you sitting around waiting for a miracle, waiting for somebody to do it for you, waiting for some Messiah to come and save you, you're asking for it. Big time. No, there's not, folks. Dorothy's lying to you. That's the biggest deception of all. The skies are blue and the grass is greener. No, folks, that's not the way it is. That ain't it. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. And if you keep persisting in those kinds of fantasies, you're going to get it.
On the wild, let it grow.
Well, maybe you have, but you sure couldn't convince me of that, because sitting around on the couch, you know, afraid to do any work, discover what you need to learn in order to make things work for you, that doesn't do it. Doesn't do it. And what you're going to reap is, well, check it out. You sit around and wait for the miracle all you want to. Me, I go to work.
Baby, I've been waiting day.
the time. Now we just have our life away. So lots of invitation. I know you said that song, but I was waiting for the miracle. For the miracle to come.
Here's what you're going to get.
Here's what it is. This is it.
That's the future, folks. That's what you're asking for when you sit around waiting for somebody else to do it for you. That's what happens. If you don't protect yourself, if you don't take the necessary steps, if you're not willing to die for freedom, you can't and will not ever have it. What you'll have is... Of course, you could always listen to Rush Limbaugh.
You never will, you never did. I'm the little child who wrote the Bible. I've seen the nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival.
Or you could get all tangled up in Illuminati bells.
You say it's cool, it's over, it ain't cool any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop, you feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future, it is murder.
You heard it right from his lips. Get ready for the future, it is murder, and it is. That's what's coming eventually. Oh, yes. Socialism always brings that kind of thing. By the way, if you hear a hum in the background, folks, it's the air conditioner. You might want to know why I've got an air conditioner on in here. It's because of all this electrical equipment. It puts out a lot of heat. And it lasts longer if it's cooled. Also, it's been raining for 6 weeks now, day and night. I'm not kidding you one bit. You may think I'm pulling your leg, but I'm not. It's been raining here, right here, every day and night for 6 solid weeks. 6 weeks. The sun is not out. It's overcast from horizon to horizon, and it's raining right now. And the humidity is terrible. The air conditioner takes out the humidity. And that also is good for the electrical equipment. The only thing that we have to watch out for is we're having tremendously violent lightning electrical storms, thunderstorms, the likes of which you have never seen. And that's when I have to call WBCQ and ask them to do a rerun, because I'm not going to sit in front of this microphone with earphones on to get my shock treatment during an electrical storm. I'm just not going to do it. Not only that, we have to shut down all the equipment and unplug everything just in case a lightning bolt hits the power lines, so that we don't lose all this equipment, because we can't, quite frankly, we cannot afford to replace it. And so that's what's going on around here. Rain for 6 weeks, day and night. The ground is so soaked that it just we're having floods everywhere. And I bet you haven't heard a thing about it on the news. It's amazing. It is really amazing. Nobody around here has ever seen anything like this. I talked to some of the oldest folks in the valley, up in their 80s, lived here all their life, have never, ever seen anything like this, ever. It's incredible. And no, ladies and gentlemen, it is not the result of the government practicing weather control. It's called the monsoons. During certain weather conditions, all the real warm, moisture-laden air from the Gulf of Baja comes up into the mountains of Arizona and dumps. And I mean dumps, and it happens every summer, but never, ever, never like this. You've heard me talk about it before, but never like this. This is incredible. Well, enough of that. I'm sure you've got your own weather problems wherever you're at. I understand that some of you are experiencing drought, and your crops are withering in the fields, and we've got all this rain. I wish I could give you some. You must act today, ladies and gentlemen, to protect your wealth for tomorrow, to protect your assets. If you don't, who's going to? Remember the gentleman that called last week? Going through a divorce, he's going to lose everything because he waited until he realized he was going to lose it to understand that he had to protect it. And it's too late. It's too late. In a perfect world, ladies and gentlemen, and especially in this, what this nation promised, the promise of the founding fathers, the principles and ideals upon which this nation was built, there would be no restrictions against an individual using, spending, or even hiding his legally acquired assets in any way he wanted to. No restrictions at all. It's your property, but not in this country today. Unfortunately, in this world that we live in today, the world of this country today, the Fourth Reich, that's what I call it, they believe that your property is theirs. They think it's theirs. How dare you hide it? How dare you use it the way you want? How dare you transfer it offshore so they can't get their stinking, thieving, smelly little mitts on it? They're thieves. They believe that your property is theirs to redistribute. They're socialists, communists. And believe me, before it's over, if you let them, they will redistribute your wealth. Oh boy, will they ever. You'll be amazed at who they want to give it to. The fact that you have been listening to this broadcast all the way through to tonight indicates that you already question authority. It means that you're already beginning to realize that you may not have been told the truth, and that you've got to look for whatever it is that will steer you in the right direction. And I hope you find it on the hour of the time. Blind obedience is not one of my virtues. And because of that, I would venture to say that it's not one of yours either. Even though politicians tend to regard us as an expendable resource, we presumably value ourselves as sovereign individuals who can and will control our own destiny. In fact, I believe so highly in that that I'm willing to die for those beliefs. I believe like the Founding Fathers believed. If I'd lived when they lived, I would have been right amongst the midst, in the midst of them. I would have been in the heat of the battle. I would have been participating in writing the founding documents of this nation. It's time for all of us to realize, even if you're a new listener, pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. It's time for all of us to realize that it is not un-American or unpatriotic to seek out means to protect your assets, shelter yourself from exorbitant taxes, to judgment-proof yourself, or to seek privacy and confidentiality, and to find out what is going on in other countries that may benefit us. It's not against the law. And almost everybody in Washington, D.C., who is anybody, and all of the wealthy and rich, have been using these methods for many, many years. It's about time we realize that not everything in the United States of America is necessarily the best and most secure. And while there may have been some grounds for us to believe that at some periods in the past, we can no longer accept that premise because it's just simply not true. And as we have seen, it would benefit almost any citizen to have an offshore trust. So let's review some of the main reasons. You may become one of the 20 million Americans who owe the Internal Revenue Service back taxes, interest, and penalties that you can never repay. And you may think that just because you take great pains to make sure that your taxes are accurate and file your return on time and all of these kinds of things, that you're never going to get yourself in that position. But that's an erroneous belief. The IRS can and does dispute even the most accurate, most correct tax returns that were filed with the very best of intentions. And I have seen people absolutely and totally ruined for $40. The chance of a lawsuit being filed against you in any given year is 1 in 4. Now listen to me carefully. The chance of a lawsuit being filed against you in any given year is 1 in 4. Do you realize what that means? Just getting up in the morning and staying alive for the rest of the day in any given year, you have a 25% chance of being ruined totally. Corporations in this country are easily pierced, too easily pierced, as a matter of fact. Bankruptcy now exempts fewer assets than what bankruptcy used to exempt. Your insurance covers fewer claims, and in fact, it is the policy of almost every insurance company to deny claims initially. And then, before that you can get them to pay what they have contracted to pay and what you have paid premiums to make sure that you have in case of some kind of an emergency, they will make you jump through hoops that you can't even believe. And a lot of people just forget it. You may become a victim of new laws being enacted that give both the federal and state governments more power to freely seize assets. And you would amaze, you would be absolutely amazed at how many laws there already are that allow them to seize assets and how many people have had their assets seized, even though they were never accused of any crime, they were never tried for any crime, they were never convicted of any crime. In fact, they were never even arrested. Yet, their assets were seized and they were absolutely, completely unable to get them back. How does that happen in the United States of America? Very simple, folks. This is not the United States of America anymore. This is the Fourth Reich. You could be stricken with a catastrophic illness that could wipe out your assets. You know that kindly old doctor that you go see? Well, you know, when you run out of money, he'll keep treating you. But his lawyer will go after your home, your business, your bank account, your IRA, your T-bills, your savings, your investments, anything you may have to pay his bill. Oh, yes, he will. You may be the one in two couples who will get divorced within the next 3 or 4 years. Did you know the divorce rate is that high now in this country? That's why I said last night, and I know a lot of you didn't like to hear it, just because you're happily married today does not mean you will be happily married tomorrow. Everything is against the success of marriage today. It takes a strong, moral, committed couple to make it work and stick together. That's hard when the entire social structure is now against your success. And any one of those situations, and many more that I didn't even name, could affect you in the future. Some of you, listen to me carefully, some of you will be affected by at least one of these things tonight. And I mean more than one of you, because there's more than one catastrophe here. Every night that we're on the air, one of you will fall to the Internal Revenue Service. Every night that we're on the air, one of you listening will fall to the Internal Revenue Service. So you can't afford to wait until you are in deep financial trouble. You must prepare now, right now. The solution is an asset protection program, beginning with an offshore trust. You can start small, and you can build it into as complicated and as large a structure as you want. And remember, the larger you build your structure, the safer your assets are. The solution to begin with, this is your beginning, is an offshore trust that will give you an impenetrable financial fortress. With it, you will be able to pass wealth on to your heirs or assigns tax-free. Tax-free. See, a trust does not die. There's no probate. There's no inheritance tax. There's none of that stuff. You'll be able to reduce or postpone all forms of taxation. You'll be able to open education and retirement funds. You'll be able to survive financially during and after a divorce. Now, a lot of couples look at me when I'm talking to them privately about this stuff, and they say, well, which one are we going to protect for the divorce? You protect each other. You set up a trust for each one of you. and you divide the assets between the trusts. And you do this with the whole structure. If you stay together and your marriage succeeds, if you stay together and your marriage succeeds, you have no problem. Neither one of you has lost anything. If your marriage fails, each one of you is taken care of. There doesn't have to be all this bitterness and venom and bile spewed all over courtrooms and everything else. And the one cannot get all of the assets of the other, or any of them, as a matter of fact. You see, you can provide for each other. You can do it any way you want. You can plan your investment portfolio. You can eliminate probate and estate taxes. You can retain what you worked hard for all your life. And you won't have to worry about some Nazi jackbooted Gestapo raving, frothing at the mouth thug taking any of it. You can practice legal and lawful tax avoidance. You can have real judgment proving with no liability. Real judgment proofing with no liability. And you think now that you're safe because you don't have any money? Wrong. You have something, I guarantee you. You have a car, probably. You've probably been making payments on a home for many years. You realize if somebody just merely walks up your sidewalk and trips on your front porch and gets hurt, you could lose your home. Ultimate secrecy, privacy and confidentiality. And the only thing that could jeopardize that is the condition, the disease known as flap jaw. Are you stricken with flap jaw? You'll be sheltered against lawsuits from creditors and from bankruptcy. And you will, for the first time in your entire life, have true financial freedom. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, it is. And did you know, were you aware, ladies and gentlemen, that privacy is a dirty word in this country now? It's definitely a dirty word to bureaucrats. Consequently, it's virtually unavailable in the United States of America. There's no privacy here anymore. I can go on the internet and in 1 hour know more about you than your mother does. I can learn enough about you to absolutely terrify you. And it's all available in the public sector to anybody who wants to look for it. Well, privacy is available offshore. Offshore is not, regardless of what you may have heard or what you may think, offshore is not out of bounds. It is not against the law to shelter your assets offshore. It is not against the law to open an offshore account. It is not against the law to have an offshore trust. It is not against the law to form an offshore corporation. It is not against the law to take every legal and lawful step to shelter yourself to avoid taxes. And it is safe. Now, I'm not telling you that every offshore investment is safe. No investment is ever safe to begin with. I don't care whether it's onshore or offshore. All investments are risky. So don't think I'm telling you that investing offshore is any safer than investing anywhere else. I'm not telling you that. But if you choose your investment wisely, as you should with any investment, you can make more money by investing offshore than you can in any investment in this country. Offshore, ladies and gentlemen, is not synonymous with revolution. offshore, ladies and gentlemen, is not synonymous with revolution, danger, risk, or scams. Because you have to understand, to somebody living in Belize, the United States of America is offshore. Do you understand what I'm saying? Great Britain is offshore. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. Did you know that by setting up what is called a charitable remainder trust, you can legally eliminate capital gains tax and or any tax on the sale of stock, business, home, lottery winnings, or any type of profit potential transaction? But you must have the charitable remainder trust established before the close of the sale or before you win the lottery. Or any of those things that I just named, such as the Independence Foundation Trust, which owns and operates 101.1 FM Eager as a community nonprofit charitable radio station. The Charitable Remainder Trust must, at the end of each year, give back to the community in some form of charitable giving a minimum of 5% of all of the money that it took in for that year. Independence Foundation Trust usually gives back a minimum of 20%, because I believe in that. I believe in helping my neighbors. 101.1 FM is just one of the things that the Independence Foundation Trust does for this valley. Very soon there will be a television set back up on the air. We had it on the air for a little while, and then the transmitter failed on the audio portion. Very soon it will be back up and transmitting again. Independence Foundation Trust does a lot of things for this community that most of the people in this community don't even know about. When some people are in need and we know they're responsible people, we make them interest-free loans until they can get back on their feet. Some people whom we know are so far down on their luck could not possibly repay a loan, and it would just be another terrible burden in their lives if we gave them a loan and asked them to repay it back. We give them grants, and we always do it in a manner in which they don't even know where it came from. And we enjoy doing it. It's not a burden. It's part of a tradition in this country that all of the people in the history of this country have practiced, and that is to give back to the community and the nation some of that which we have so bountifully received. It's in the tradition of when a farmer's barn burned, everybody would come from three counties away, and they would spend a weekend together eating and dancing and raising a new barn. And nobody ever sent that farmer a bill. I believe in that. It's one of the things that made this one of the greatest nations in the world. If you want to make your asset protection program work, you need a charitable trust. And you need to make it work properly the way it is supposed to work. Did you know that in common law countries, spouses and ex-spouses can successfully contest the terms of wills and divorces if they can convince juries that they have been inadequately provided for? Trusts in offshore centers have never been challenged successfully on such grounds because legal precedents make it clear that the wishes of the trust creator are paramount to any other concern. And did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that some countries do not recognize the division between individual assets and trust assets? Fortunately, most countries do recognize the legal codes of the offshore centers in relation to assets and individuals. In many common law countries where divisions between assets are recognized, such as the United States, protections are not as strong as in the offshore financial centers. As a result, trust assets could be attached to satisfy some claims if your trust is in the United States of America, what you may know as a domestic trust. Did you know that the Internal Revenue Service recently declared that the number of millionaires filing federal income taxes rose 33% between 1985 to 1994? And that's not counting those who didn't file and those who sought tax shelters and tax havens. Some staggering figures, aren't they? It illustrates that the opportunity to become a millionaire is still available to those who still believe in hard work and in themselves and who practice due diligence and who go after their dream. And did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that in Belize City, Belize, on Friday, January the 20th, 1995, the Belize High Court made a landmark decision asserting Belize's sovereignty as an offshore financial jurisdiction. The Supreme Court of Belize upheld the country's confidentiality laws by revoking a previous court order set in motion by the United States Securities and Exchange Commission requesting that confidential documents belonging to Swiss Trade and Commerce Trust Limited be handed over to them. And the Supreme Court of Belize said, no, not now, not ever. The decision has had major international repercussions, ladies and gentlemen, as the world financial community now looks to Belize and its new offshore services industry as the most secure . Do you know what that means? The most secure. It's certainly a shot in the arm, I can guarantee you that, for the offshore industry, because it is an industry that is just beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Before, it was a very small, very confidential, very secret industry, only shared among the very, very wealthy and the very powerful. But not anymore. A country's ability to assert its sovereignty without the interference of outside forces, such as the United States, is a major factor in choosing a place to invest and protect personal property. The decision of the Supreme Court of Belize clearly shows the Securities and Exchange Commission stepped out of bounds to obtain confidential information, and the matter having been urged on both sides by learned Queen's counsel. Sort of put the Queen in her place, too. The case arose, ladies and gentlemen, after the Securities and Exchange Commission appeared at Swiss Trade's office on March 3, 1994, with the expectation that they would be able to just take the files and leave the country with them. With no regard, whatever, to Belizean law. But the company employees reacted very quickly and prevented any further disregard for the law on the part of the SEC and its Belizean lawyer, Eamon Courtney, who previously had been the lawyer for Swiss Trade. See how quickly they can change sides? Did you know that everybody needs a trust? Everybody. And in case you still have doubts or are having trouble convincing your spouse or whoever it is that you have to consult with, consider this. Just think about this. The American dream is what people used to want to immigrate to the United States of America for. It's what we were taught as children we had to look forward to. The American dream used to be to own property. To own property. in today's litigious society, to own has become a liability. And every one of us know that 1% of the population controls 90% of the wealth, and almost all of them have a trust, and you never see them get sued. They don't have any money. No lawyer will take a case against somebody who doesn't have any money. Only government and attorneys want us to continue owning. Sure they do. It's their best source of income. Government through taxes and attorneys through litigation. Did you know that 2/3 of all the world's attorneys live and practice in the United States of America? 2/3 of the entire world's attorneys live and practice in the United States of America. And that means they have tremendous competition for income. And that's why most attorneys don't want you to know about the benefits of pure trusts. They only tell you about living trusts and wills, which don't protect anything. Living trusts don't protect anything. A living trust means nothing. Living trusts are broken every single day. You read about it in your own local newspaper. Aunt Sally had a living trust that if she was ever unconscious, in a coma, in the hospital, that they were to turn off all of the machines and everything so that all of her assets wouldn't be drained away by the doctors and could be passed on to her children and grandchildren. Oh, but little goody tissues, you know, the family member, the little goody tissues, stuck her nose in it, got a lawyer, and broke the trust so that this poor lady couldn't get the machines shut off. And little goody tissues thought she was doing the old lady a favor by trying to save her life. And in doing it, made her a vegetable pauper. And all of her assets were sucked up by the hospital. And she lived in a pitiful, terrible state until she died. Living trust means nothing. Pure trusts eliminate the need for probate, which is the attorney's biggest source of income. Pure trusts also shelter your assets, so it becomes unprofitable for attorneys to sue you. You no longer own anything. Nobody is going to sue you if you don't own anything. There's nothing to get as a judgment. It's an absolute waste of time. Did you also know that the average successful litigant collects only about 15% of any settlement that may be awarded, and the rest goes to attorneys, fees, court costs, investigators' fees, etc., etc., etc.? So don't wait until you become a 1 in 4 victim. Take responsibility now. Take control of your own affairs now. Manage your assets now through an offshore trust. Now, if you don't want to go offshore, you can have a trust in this country, and it's safer than not having a trust. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, well, I take that back. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. You'll find that they don't like trusts in this country. And where there's not a law requiring you to do something, they just make one up. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. They just make one up. And sometimes they throw the law right in the trash can and just take everything that they want. And it costs you so much to try to get it rectified that you don't even do it. Robert Kennedy, remember him? John F. Kennedy's brother, the ex-attorney general of the United States. He called probate a political toll booth extracting tribute from widows and orphans. And it's true. Watch for graduated increases in death taxes, inheritance taxes, and probate fees. The high cost of dying is not the funeral. It's the legal and administrative cost of getting the estate through probate. And socialists don't believe that anybody should leave anything to anyone else. But a pure trust, ladies and gentlemen, removes you completely from the statute law system, giving you privacy of your personal and business affairs and judgment proofing. Government and attorneys can't take anything from someone who owns nothing. Now, let me say that again. Government and attorneys cannot take anything from someone who owns nothing. What you want is an irrevocable, discretionary, offshore, individual, common law, pure trust. It is your best protection. It is your best protection. And you should remember where the attorney's duty lies. First, to the court, because he is an officer of the court. Second, to the public. And third, to you, the client. You're last. So what can you do? Well, this series is not over by a long shot, but I'm going to tell you right now what you can do. You can get started by joining with us as an associate member by sending for this report. It's $50. You'll get a application. Or you can go to our website if you have a computer. And believe me, when you go to the website, you're not getting even one-tenth of all the information that's in the report. It just gets you started quicker without having to pay the $50, if that's what you want to do. But let me tell you something, folks. If you're not going to pay $50 for this report, listen to me carefully. If you're not going to pay $50 for this report, you're not going to pay $800 for a trust. If you're not going to pay $50 for this report, you're not going to pay $200 for an associate membership and a chance to have other people pay for your trust. If you won't spend $50 for this report, you won't spend another $1,000 for an international business corporation. You understand what I'm saying to you? So don't sit there and try to fool yourself or anybody else. You need this report, and you need every tape in this series that we're broadcasting now. This report and this series of broadcasts is worth more money than you will make in 3 years. This report and this series of tapes can save you more money, more money than you've ever dreamed that you could ever have. So you can go to the website, harvest-trust.org. That's harvest-trust.org. Click on Belizean Trust Program. And go from there. When you get to the place where you have to make a decision to join or not to join, if you decide to join, click on Join on the Belizean Trust website. Print out the application. Make sure there is a number where it says your sponsor number is. And that number should be 22882. Fill out the application. Enclose it with your money. First, make a copy so that you have a copy of it. Enclose it with your form of payment and send it to the address. Send it to the address. And you will be on your way. And you have to choose which plan that you want to do. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you some things that you need to know here. Don Shaw and Jay Savoy are two men in their 60s. They have over 50 years of marketing experience between them. They're both ex-military. They both retired several times from different businesses. They have considerable knowledge. They decided it was time to bring the common law trust and its benefits to a maximum number of people who need it. And instead of charging all these really, really high fees that most of these people charge, they decided to make it reasonable and give every single person who wants to, anywhere in the world, a chance to be able to protect their assets. These are good people. They created an affordable individual common law trust that's located offshore as a tax shelter, judgment proofer, asset protector, and it's available for an unbelievable $200 membership fee and 3 referrals. Now that's how you can get started at the lowest level. It'll cost you $200, and then if you can bring in 3 referrals who also join as members for $200 apiece, you have your trust activated. Your trust is paid for and activated. If you want to activate your trust right off the bat and you don't want to go through that, you pay $200 membership fee, another $600, and your trust is activated. When your trust is activated, no matter how it's done, it will have $200 in the trust when it's activated. Now, why did they do this? It's very simple. Because of frustration with government bureaucrats, the economy, loss of freedom, security, privacy, standard of living, and independence. Things that we talk about on this broadcast all the time. It was time that this fantastic secret the rich have been hiding for years was brought to the attention of the largest group possible. And so they did. Did you know that for every man, woman, and child in the entire world, there is $1 million if it were divided equally? We know that it's not going to be, and none of us believe in doing that in the beginning. But it's there if we want to get our share. So, you have to ask yourself, do you have your share of freedom, security, privacy, confidentiality, and success? I would venture to say that you're probably shaking your head no. We've been robbed of our share, of these important ingredients of life. Every day, every single day, the out-of-control growth of government and bureaucracy is depriving us of our God-given and constitutional protected rights to freedom, privacy, security, happiness, work, success, prosperity, and independence. And all of these... why should we lose these when all of these are the reasons our forefathers came here in the first place? And where did it all go? And what to do about it? Well, one of the first things you need to do is shelter your assets and get an offshore trust. And you should get it in Belize. Belize is in Central America. It is well located. It has a sound, stable government and a good economy. It is 90% literate, English speaking. They have some of the strictest privacy laws in existence in the world. They have recent trust and banking laws which have been upheld by the Belizean Supreme Court. They are totally independent. They have no tax treaties with the United States of America or anyone else. It is an ideal tax haven, and it is still reasonably priced. So they started an international business corporation known as an IBC in Belize in early 1994. taking several months to set up banking, trustee, and offices. And in mid-1994, they started selling trusts, and I purchased two of those trusts right off the bat, and we have been working with those trusts and many other trusts ever since. Me, personally. Now, you, too, can enjoy all the benefits and advantages of an individual offshore trust at low cost or no cost, without the complex documentation and legal fees. We can get you started. And when I say no cost, believe me, it's true. Because if you sign up for $200 and then refer three other people, your trust is activated, it was paid for, and then if you sign up somebody else, your original $200 is paid for. So, but you don't have to do that. Some people say, oh, I'm not a salesperson and I just can't do this. And even if you convince them that they're helping other people, and with the aid of this report and these tapes, they can educate anybody. And believe me, this series is not over. But I've got to tell you how you can get started at some point, so I'm telling you now. And we're going to have to continue it on Monday. Because I just noticed that we're out of time, folks. So, let's do this. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Annie, Pooh, and Allison, good night. I love you. I think about you. You are in my thoughts constantly. And as I drift off to sleep each night, Pooh and Allison, remember, I'm your father and I belong to you.
Beauty, but that doesn't make a fool of me. You
There's a voice telling God to me to clear. Declare. Declare. Declare what your God is willing to do. But sorrow and sin to overbear. And I missed you singing, so please God bless. And I just don't care what happens next. Looks like freedom, but feels like death. It's something in between. I guess it goes on down. Yeah, I missed you singing, so please God bless. By the winds of change and the weeds of sex and a